Now, if you're a celebrity commanding millions of dollars per film, there's a new dilemma to face, and it requires a bit more soul-searching than deciding whether to drive the Roadster or the hybrid. The 100 Thing Challenge, and that's what it's called, has seen people in America trying to live simpler, clutter-free lifestyles, and it's even gained some momentum among Hollywood types. It was devised by Dave Bruno, who's a computer executive in California. He set himself the challenge of reducing his total possessions to fewer than 100. Well, here Aggie McKenzie of TV's How Clean Is Your House gives a very personal account of what she thinks of the idea.
I wholeheartedly applaud the sentiments behind the 100 Thing Challenge, but what's with the number? Sounds to me as if it's a marketing tool, resonating very nicely with the consumerism that Dave Bruno maintains he's trying so hard to distance himself from. Oh, and by the way, he now has a book deal. Surely Dave wouldn't be encouraging us to clutter up our bookshelves with copies. I think the 100 Thing Challenge is a silly gimmick. I was always taught that 100 of anything should be in the plural, but what the heck? I cannot imagine anyone who takes pleasure in a life-enriching pastime of, say, fly fishing, woodworking or gardening, willingly ditching their tools in an effort to pare down belongings. Far better, in my view, to follow William Morris's philosophy, have nothing in your house that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful. Dave Bruno is in for one hell of a time if he's having a go at changing the attitudes of a nation whose top form of entertainment is shopping. Cue George W. Bush's reassuring announcement to the nation in the wake of 9/11 that people should just carry on as normal, visiting Disney World in Florida and shopping. Dave's list of bare necessities is, to me, slightly skewed. He junked his much-loved suede jacket in favour of no fewer than 3 Bibles. He could have hung on to that jacket if he'd only ditched the watch. His mobile phone could have fulfilled that function. I've been thinking about what might be on my own 100 list. At the top would be my BlackBerry, road bike and food processor. Also somewhere on that list would be my children's fur shoes, neither beautiful nor useful, but nevertheless holding huge nostalgic value. In my role as dirt detective in How Clean Is Your House, I've met people who, for one reason or another, have accumulated so much stuff that the sun is no longer shining through their windows. The air is palpably thick with dust and mould spores. Moving around the house with any degree of ease is nigh on impossible, and some have run up massive debts through over-shopping.
Segment 1. Now, if you're a celebrity commanding millions of dollars per film, there's a new dilemma to face, and it requires a bit more soul-searching than deciding whether to drive the Roadster or the hybrid. The 100 Thing Challenge, and that's what it's called, has seen people in America trying to live simpler, clutter-free lifestyles, and it's even gained some momentum among Hollywood types. It was devised by Dave Bruno, who's a computer executive in California. He set himself the challenge of reducing his total possessions to fewer than 100. Well, here Aggie McKenzie of TV's How Clean Is Your House gives a very personal account of what she thinks of the idea.
Segment 2.
I wholeheartedly applaud the sentiments behind the 100 Thing Challenge, but what's with the number? Sounds to me as if it's a marketing tool, resonating very nicely with the consumerism that Dave Bruno maintains he's trying so hard to distance himself from. Oh, and by the way, he now has a book deal. Surely Dave wouldn't be encouraging us to clutter up our bookshelves with copies. I think the 100 Thing Challenge is a silly gimmick. I was always taught that 100 of anything should be in the plural, but what the heck? I cannot imagine anyone who takes pleasure in a life-enriching pastime of, say, fly fishing, woodworking or gardening, willingly ditching their tools in an effort to pare down belongings. Far better, in my view, to follow William Morris's philosophy, have nothing in your house that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful.
Segment 3.
Dave Bruno is in for one hell of a time if he's having a go at changing the attitudes of a nation whose top form of entertainment is shopping. Cue George W. Bush's reassuring announcement to the nation in the wake of 9/11 that people should just carry on as normal, visiting Disney World in Florida and shopping. Dave's list of bare necessities is, to me, slightly skewed. He junked his much-loved suede jacket in favour of no fewer than three Bibles. He could have hung on to that jacket if he'd only ditched the watch. His mobile phone could have fulfilled that function.
Segment 4.
I've been thinking about what might be on my own 100 list. At the top would be my BlackBerry, road bike and food processor. Also somewhere on that list would be my children's fur shoes, neither beautiful nor useful, but nevertheless holding huge nostalgic value. In my role as dirt detective in How Clean Is Your House, I've met people who, for one reason or another, have accumulated so much stuff that the sun is no longer shining through their windows. The air is palpably thick with dust and mould spores. Moving around the house with any degree of ease is nigh on impossible, and some have run up massive debts through over-shopping.